theater and acting has always been a beacon for me. Ever since I saw The Wizard of Oz, which would run in syndication once a year, you know, I really identified with Dorothy because she had dark eyes. She sort of looks like me. And so ever since I was very little, I was performing and putting on little skits and shows for my parents and dragging my sister along with me, who was really shy, but she just, you know, did it anyway because I needed someone to play off of. I was always writing skits and plays. Ask anybody I went to school with. And then when I announced to my parents I wanted to go to school to study theater, golly. You remember that character Droopy from, you know, the cartoon the character cartoon. That was like the both of my parents were Droopy. Oh God, what are we going to do with her? And I did it. I studied theater and I loved it. And I still have so many lifelong friends. And I have a career outside of theater because right after college, I was very, very poor and I hated it. I hated it. And I told myself, I don't want to live like this. And so I used my degree for other purposes as well and went into education. And so that's how I'm able to balance this love of having food, shelter, clothing, gas in my vehicle, those types of things with the arts. But there was a time when I did give up acting, and that's when I got pregnant with my first child, and I dramatically announced to my husband, I'm giving up theater forever.
Dramatically.
Dramatically, very dramatically. Whatever, he just sort of shook his head. And I did, made that commitment. I'm just going to be a mother. I can't do anything else. And for 10 years, I just gave up the theater. And I had another child also within that 10 years. And it was like a beacon again. And I started to feel these pangs. And I told my husband, I really want to do some theater again. I want to do some acting. He said, well, go for it. You know, I remember what it takes, the time that it takes to rehearse and the time that it takes away from your family. And so, you know, I really struggled with that. But I started dipping my toe back into acting by training and taking some acting classes and just sort of awakening those muscles that had been asleep for a while. And that was in, let's see, I had my son in 2004. I gave up theater in 2004, gave up acting, and then in 2014, that's when I started training again. I think I became a better employee, a better wife, a better mom when I allowed myself to be true to this passion that I have. That's when I started writing.